So we're starting the Mishnah on Daf Yud Daled. Maybe we'll first read the Mishnah before we say any Aras. That's okay. Mechanina Skana Kehana Moimer. Name Shalkahana, he had an Eidus. Simply said, an Eidus is something that he saw. Mimehem Shalkahana, they nimnim Lisrev, they never held back from burning Esabasa Shmikva Vlada Tomo Basa, which is Vlada Tomo, which is Rishon maybe Shani, whereas he's not saying it is Shani. Ima Basa Shmikva Avatomo. With bosses that would mitzvah from Avatomo, so that one is Rishon. Av Bishon Masif and Tumal Tumal. So either as I saw, or you're adding Tumal, so it's okay. Harisa Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva said, Vaiter, Vaimim, Yimeim Shokhan, Vaiter, Eidos. Pasha that he saw. Yimeim Shokhan, Le Nimnum La Hadlak as Hashem and Shinifsil Betvul Yoim. So it had a din of Shlishi. That's a din of Shemen, which is Nifsil Betvul Yoim. Shemen of Truma has a din of Shlishi. The Ner, Mora has its thought, and it comes out that it's a ner matfais, a metal ner, shenitma betame meis, avabisha meis even tumal tumosa, even though you're bringing it up from a shlishi to a rishon. That's Rabbi Akiva also vayt ad eidus. Amar Rabbi Meir, midibreim lo madnu, shesarifin truma tahurim at tamei of the Pesach. If that's the case, we might as well go further and say that even something which is not tamei, chiddush, Rabbi Meir understood that we won't discuss there, the Gemara is going to discuss later on, and in the Yudalim base, going on the test above and aleph. But Amar Rabbi Meir, midibreim lo madnu, shesarifin truma tahurim at tamei of the Pesach, Amar Rabbi Yosi, you can learn it out, but I'm also like to discuss what that means. And also the next point, the Maidun Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yeshuas, Shasarfim Tula Atma, Vizula Atma, they always say that Shuma Tmeya and Tahiri can never do. Aman Echlegu, what do they have Machlek and Mal Tuya? A Suffolk, if it's Tamei, so that, Vala Tmeya. Shabbi Elazar Emer, Tisar Vizula Atma, Vizula Atma, nonetheless, even though it's not Vaday Tahar, but still, if it's a Suffolk, it might be Tahar, you still have to do Zula Atma, Vizula Atma. Certainly not like a mayor. Mishra Mishtan Kachas, you could do it. Thank God for fun because it's a suffix, but when it's Vadaitar, you definitely cannot do it. So just two points first. What's this thing over here that Lamais were saying that you could be Sayyid of Chuma Tomeya im Chuma Tahir? What's the Pashup Shat? So Rashi seems to say something here. But if you look close, you'll see Rashi and Dibra Maskal, Melissa Vesabasa Shnitim Vlada Tumo. So Rashi says he goes through it. And right before that when he said the Gemara Parach, so he says the Hoil the Af Zeh Hakal the Seifa Oimid, because yeah, one is a lower level than the other, but Zeh Hakal the Seifa Oimid Lo Choshu, they weren't Choshish. Imid Tamei Oisay Yosi Mashay Pashup Shah, because they're both Tamei, so who cares if you bring it up Madrego? All right, if you look at Rashi in Dibra Masal B'ner Shnitma B'Tamei Meis, so there he says at the end of that Rashi the Hoil V'Yesh Tuma Olov. Right, so the first Rashi said it's Oymel Esreifo. That was the point. About it's Oymel Esreifo, he has that knay. So in Melo, it's not a problem, because anyhow, you can be served with the nafka meaning. You can be served this, you can be served that one. So it's a lower madrig, and now you bring it to higher. So well, who cares? Either way, there's no nafka meaning. And then you have to be served with it. That's right, but here Rashi doesn't bother mentioning that. The whole V'yesh Tumo Lov, Mais is going on a different case. He's going on the case of Ner, Rabbi Akiva. But he just says, "Oh, Yesh Tumo Lov, it's enough." Here, he felt that it was enough. So, Rabbi Yashiv talks about it. I understand exactly what he answered here. That, yeah,
saying the difference in Rashi is that by
he says, "I'm illustrating."
From Chinas Kanakayhan, he's also illustrating.
Right.
Mashenkin, Rabbi Akiva
is the simple fact that everybody would say.
Since it's Tame, make it more Tame.
Yeah. Okay. And before he's saying something different, Shaila is why or. Right? The Talmud of Sura B'Yashav says a very, very nice little hakdama where he says, what's this din over here that we're saying could be a chiddush, it could be moisif tuman, whatever the pshat is, because it's tamei, so it's a tamei already, or it's under the strafe, so there's no nafkamina. But he said, what's the pshat over here, the inyan of being moisif tuman, whereas a chiddush, it could be moisif tuman. So he says it's a davar pashat, that the inyan of hisafa, of being mitame kachim is not to be mafsa kachim. Not that there's an issur to be mafsa kachim. That's a separate shayla. You mafsa kachim, a person will take kachim and throw it in the lake. That's a separate thing. A person will be mafsa kachim. But here, there's a zunder din for the pasuk of Mishmeres Shemosai that a person is not allowed to put tumma on kachim. There's nothing to be mafsa. And he says, Vaharai, because the mission over here is speaking out of chiddush, and if it's tamei, I'm allowed to make it. Put more tumor. It comes along with Rabbi Akiva, even a bigger chiddush, even a higher level, even from shlishi to rishon. What's this all about? I mean, there's no nafkamina either way. So what's the chiddush? So he says the point is because of the zunder din, that's be etzma pgam. A And nonetheless, there's a chiddush. It's not because I'm being mafsid. All right, here it's the imud, right. So that would be the pshat. Okay. What's the pashur pshat? What's this mission of doing over here in Masechet Pesachim? At least the first part of it. The first part is talking about tumah v'tahirah. It has nothing to do with Pesachim. So Rashi bavarns the shayla already. Rashi says in the first Rashi, "Meim shokahanim hocha nakat lo." Here we picked it mishum seifa. Why? Because the end, the katani bit, the devarim lamalish serve in truma and erev Pesach. That's the whole point. Pashur pshat. Rabbeinu Tosef Rabbeinu Peretz. He asks that shayla. He says, "What does this mishnah have anything to do here?" And he says, Rashi says the teretz already. Rashi says because of the seifa. If you take a look at the Rambam Pirush Mishnayis, he says a different pshat. The long one, or the Phineas Khan Academy, the end over there. Mashin, he says, Mashin Nimshach Zeh Inyan B'kan. Well, what are we bringing this here? If he should debarn or b'shtei chalois psulois milechem toida shein kodshim b'nisrafim. Mishnah Yud Aleph on the day, which was the Mishnah right before this, Mishnah. The Mishnah right before this. What was it speaking about? Kodshim. Kodshim that you were being served, that kodshim. But Yehuda said they had that simen, shtei chalos toides psulois. So Melu spoke about kodshim here too. Kodshim that you're going to burn. That's how the Rambam learns it. But I thought Rashi would be more the Pashur Pshat. That because of the Seifa, the Mishnah. Yeah. The Stam saying that Rambam, right before, it's a very interesting thing. He says right before, two lines before them, the Shnei Amamorim Amitim, Vishayim, Eidu Sheidu Masharov. So we'll look at how to pass it. It seems to be Machloikis. If Nias Ganakan didn't say such a big Chiddush like Rabbi Akiva, he said, no, you can bring it from 3 to 2 in the Mavur and the Gemara. So Rabbi Akiva added a bigger Chiddush. Who do we pass him like? The Rambam tells you it's not a Shaila of Pesach. They both saw it. He saw it. He saw a punk. Wasn't Zeich to see a big chiddush like Rabbi Akiva saw. But you say they're both true. They both were made that they saw it. It's not a steer one to the other.
So maybe it's Rabbi Akiva.
No, it's another one. Right. And even Rabbi Akiva, we have no raya. And he had nothing against what Rabbi Akiva said. He just never saw it. Wasn't Zeich to see such a big chiddush. It was both eidus. Pashit, they saw, they were being made what they saw. I took a look at the misleading over here. We look in the Ein Mishpat, maybe the new Gemara's fixed up. You look here, so the Ein Mishpat brings here Mimayim. I'm the first on the Aleph, he brings the Rambam. But Rabbi Akiva doesn't have a letter. I don't know if they.
No.
Yeah, doesn't have. But you'll see there in the Rambam Yana Chazaka, he brings both. So there's both things you could do. You could do like everything is kind of Kohanim said it, even a bigger Chiddush Rabbi Akiva, they don't argue. They just made what they saw.
The Mela comes out like Rabbi Akiva, I mean, because.
Yeah,
because
right,
it's
exactly,
the
biggest Right.
Well, if I wish to have such a shayla,
right, exactly. That's why the rush is cut off in the rhythm. There's nothing they don't talk about. Right. Okay. So, Maisha Rabbi Kiyager brings from the Shara Melech as the shayla over here. What does it say in the Mishnah? The Mishnah states that the Mishnah says that the Truma, Lemaisa, it's not a problem. Okay. Rabbi Akiva is speaking about Truma. And Rabbi Meir goes weiter and wants to say a chiddush which Rabbi Yossi argues on, but about truma, mixing truma with truma, you're going to be mitame either to bring it to higher level, or according to Rabbi Meir, even a chiddush if it wasn't tame altogether. But the shaila is, like the Shara Melech, and Kivega brings the Shara Melech, and Hilchos Gerushin Perek Dalet Alcha Beis, that truma tameya is min hanisrafim. Something is a din to burn truma tameya. You burn it. And anyone who learned Masechta Sukkah knows that we have a din called Ketutu Mechta Shiura. Anything that's oimid l'sreifa doesn't have a din of a shear. So if you need a shear, 3 tefachim for a lulav. If you need a shear, ego is by esrog. You don't have a shear. But something that's oimid is a din and a chiv. Let's say to be serif it, you don't have a shear. So we know in order for something to be oichal, to be metane, has to be al kaponim a beya. You don't have frank l'sham mal. You don't have that shear. What? Can't be metane something else. Can't be, no, it's Makabal Tumah, so...
Before.
Right, but now, because it is Tumah, it's Oymel Esreifa. Oymel Esreifa, Rabbi Kiviger brings in the Shara Melech. Shara Melech has the Shaila. So, how could it be Matama? The need is clear. What did you say? Right. How could it be Matama? So, Maisa, on this, the Shara Melech of the Teretz, he says, He wants to say Teretz the following.
And that's the Din Derabbanan?
Oh, so that's one of the Tzadim. So he says he wants to bring based on Tosfos and Shabbos Daf Chaf Aleph. Tosfos has two terutzim there in Shabbos Chaf Aleph that Tosfos says the mitzvah of Sreifa by Truma is only Din Derabbanan, like we said. Now it's only Din Derabbanan, so he wants to say that this din of Tutu Mechtash Yur, we're not going to say when there's a Chiv only Midarabbanan to burn. When Midar Raisa by Avodah Zara, something like that, have to burn it. So yeah, so over there we'll talk and say the din of Tutu Mechtash Yur, it's missing, she's not here. So I'm the Sreifa, there's a Chiv, and I told her, assume whatever the Lamdas exactly is. If you did it, it's like it's done because of the Chiv to do it. That's only by Din Raisa, but when it's only Din Derabbanan to burn it, so Mimela, you're not going to have that problem. That's how you have the handle right over here of Truma Vimitami other Truma. The Ma'is of Embassy, look there, Tosfos has another Teretz. Tosfos says that the mitzvah Sreif of Truma is Taka Min HaTorah, not a Din Derabbanan. That's not before, it's not clear. Tosfos has the Tut Stodom. Tosfos has, in his second Teretz in Shabbos Chaf Hei, says that it's Midar Raisa to burn Truma Tumeya. So therefore the Sharm El says, okay, according to that, I'll say a little bit of a different Teretz. I'll say a Teretz that we don't say Ketutim Mechtash Yurei only if the mitzvah is mefurish to be served. But over here, Agam, that it's a mitzvah deraisa, but it's not a mitzvah that's mefurish, so maybe we won't say Ketutim Mechtash Yurei. Two terutzim in the Sharm Melech. But I saw a quote from the Sefer, Mishmeres Gedolah, I don't know who that is, that he wants to answer based on Marsha and Sukkah, in that Sugyo, Lamedheim Ebeiz, that the din of Ketutim Mechtash Yurei is only a din derabbanan, so like the Shar HaMelech, that first Teretz in Tosfos, it's a Din Derabbanan, and the Meila we're only going to say it L'chumra, not L'kula. If you're going to say it over here, it's going to come out, you're saying, oh, it doesn't have a share, it won't be Metame. No, it's a Chumra Derabbanan to the Mechtashira. You need a Lulav, you need a, you don't have it. Very good. The din of it is, no, it's nothing to do with the Shar HaMelech. Shar HaMelech was saying that Sreifa, to burn Truma Tameya, Tutstadim and Tosfos, if it's the rice, to burn Truma Tameya or not. But here we're saying the whole din of Tutim Mechtash Shura. Well, what is this concept that it's missing a share because I'm in the Sreifa? That's a Dindar Abana. Okay, that's a Dindar Abana. Zot Mishmeres Kuna. So that's a Dindar Abana. We'll say L'chumra, not L'kula. And if we're going to say it over here by Truma, it's going to come out a bit Kula. Because then you're saying that's not going to become anything. Market Teretz. Take a look at the Tveris Yisrael over here on the Mishnayis. He has that child. And he says, we don't say this din only if it's Aser Ba'ano. It could be it's the right, so it doesn't get involved in that. But Ketutim Mechtash Yurei, it's missing a share because it's Oymel L'Sreifa, only something that's Oymel L'Sreifa, but it's Aser Ba'ano. Yeah, that doesn't have a share. It's going to be nanny for a minute. So, L'Sreifa, that's Midmash. Ain't going to have Truma that Tameya is not Aser Ba'ano. So, Mela, that's why you have the mission over here that it's Shayach to transfer from Truma, even though it's Oymel L'Sreifa. Okay. Now, the Gemara goes right there and asks like this. The first Gemara just says that we're talking about blood. Okay, I'm talking about to bring it up from a Shlishi to a Sheni. That's the Rebbe Chanina Skanakan is speaking about. Now the Gemara just asks, but what do you mean? Stamazoi Oichol is not Metama Oichol. Back to Gemara. Vayin Oichol Metama Oichol. Oichol not Metama Oichol. The Tanya Yochol Oichol Metama Oichol. Tamalayim the Paskas with Yitamayim Alzer of Enoch Minivlasam Alav. Tamei who Tamei. It is Tamei Venus, Yoitze Boy Tamei, Oichol is not Metamach, maybe Oichol Mashke, Mashke Oichol, but definitely Oichol to Oichol, Poshim Shat, there's a meat from the Pasuk, it's not going to be Metamach. So the Meila, how's it Chayach Bechlal? Let's take a thing, the word that the Gemara is asking the Kasha, the thing is Kana Kahana. That we're saying what? That he said, I have a case of Shlushi, I'm mixing it with something which is a Lushin, and it will make it now from a Shlushi to a Sheni. So how is Oichol Metam Oichol? We have a Miyat on Oichol, not Metam Oichol. That's the Gemara Shiloh. So Gemara says, in this we have three Mandam, exactly how to learn of that Miyat. So Ha Nichol Abayah, the Kasha doesn't even start according to Abayah, Dama Loishonu El B'Chulin. Yeah, that Miyat was said by Chulin. The Mishnah Akumar is speaking about Kachim and Truma, but Al B'Truma with Kachim. Oisik Yoitzabay, the Miyat was never said by Truma and Kachim. So it's not a problem. The Mishnah is is okay. You can read the Mishnah, no problem. Adabar Ava Mishmei Deravo, Nami Dama Loishanu Elochulin V'Truma. According to the machlokes, what Rava said, but upon Rava, the bar Ava said mishmei the Rava that lo yishanu b'chulin b'tshuma. The meat was said by chulin. That meat was also said by tshuma. Al v'kachem oisuki yoytze ben shaper. Kachem taka wood transfer and oichol toichol wood be mitama. Everything is good. Mamish the pashim traveling more is very hard to understand what it means. Here, Tais Rabbeinu Peretz. And the Ran asked Peshail on this. What do you mean? Rav Ada bar Ahava, it's okay? Why is it okay according to Rav Ada bar Ahava? Nimtama hechi kamar hanicha. How do we say hanicha? V'alo masnisa mairi nami mitchumo. The Mishnah is talking about the chumo. The kamrina midibreim lo malish soifin chumo tahara imatmeya. So you see clearly, in other words, Rabbi Akiva never didn't say clearly, Rashi has to make a chedvin. How you know Rabbi Akiva is speaking about chumo? Balko panim in the safe of the show, we're speaking about chumo. That's for sure. And midvayim lamalish soifin chumo tahara. Okay, you see from there, Megalim Rabbi Akiva. Midvayim lamalish soifin chumo tahara imatmeya, but Pesach, Avon got from a seed of tumo. Alma masnisin kamrinun, the chumo oisek yoitzibo. The Mishnah says mefurish, by chumo there is a transfer. So why are you saying hanicha by the bat of amas?
If you learn midvayim that's it.
Either way, at some point, for sure, the last thing in the Mishnah, Dvei Lamadnu.
If it's going on the Eidus of Rebbechim Niskan Kanaman.
We're saying tomorrow later. Okay. Yeah. Okay, but even that statement itself is speaking about Chumah. Yeah. You're allowed to be served Chumah Tameya and Chumah Tarabar Pesah. That's what Reb Meir says. But ask your Shiloh. According to Rav Ada bar Masna, how's it Hanicha? Hanicha, it's all good. Why? How's there a transfer of right Chumah? The meat was set on Chulin and also on Chumah. As I affect Teisur Ben Parents, as I affect the Kedusha Iran. So what does it mean? What's Hanicha? The whole Mishnah is workable? It's all okay? Teretz, Yesh Doimer. The Hanicha Tekamar, Loi Kairak Aresha. No, it's only going on the Aresha. The Aresha is good. Not discussing it, it's safe. The Aresha is good. V'ashtel Nicha Shabbat V'Reisha Loi Mari Al B'Kodshim. V'Reisha is only talking about Kodshim. Safe talking about Chumah. We never spoke of Enechanami. You can ask, it's not a good Kodshim. The whole Nicha was only going on what we're speaking about now.
He's thinking of Akiva, is learning in Kodshim?
He's
arguing Rashi?
He's not even getting involved in that child.
So Reisha means?
The Reisha that's speaking about Kodshim, for sure, V'Kinin Iskana Kahan.
A lot of after Akiva.
Yeah. V'Kinin Iskana Kahan for sure is speaking about. Uh-huh. That's for sure. So hanicha, that's nicha. But then a chanavi, you can ask a kashra from the sefer. Talk a shver according to Rav Ada bar Masna. Rav Ada. That's what they both give the same term. Teisur Ben Peretz and Kedusha Iran. Okay. All right. Taisus over here, Taisus Dira Maskal, the Iko Mashkin, Vahadi Bosa, Taisus says, Mikamid, the Gemara, to say what the Gemara had said. The Gemara said, Oichel's not Metam Oichel. So what's going to be the case in our Mishnah? The Gemara said, okay, no, we'll have to make it a Kimta that we're speaking about, our Kaponim in the Reish, the first case of the Mishnah speaking about, attack of that Bosa had some wetness on it from the Bosa itself from what you before it touched the Tumah. So that's what the Gemara attempts to say. Dikamashkin Mahadi Basa. Right, because Gemara said, Lorabina, which made the Rabbah, the Umrah, Mikra Moli, Dibra Kos of Loshna Fulan, Loshna Chumo, Loshna Kodjim, Enos Ki Yitzabon, Mayakul Mayma, Zahavamai Skin, and Dikamashkin Mahadi Basa. Okay, we'll make an Akimta that there's Mashkin Mahadi Basa. The Kamitama Machmas Mashkin. That's the Akimta the Gemara attempts to make. So Taisha says, one second. Dikamashkin Mahadi Basa, the Kanadaktik Riva, the Mashkin Mitama Pachamir Vis. Taish brings a steer by us, it's mashma. There's lachos on the basa, that's definitely not going to be a revius. A pashuk, no, it's a little moist. But in other places, Taish brings a steer, seems that it would not be matame something else had it had less than a revius. So what's the pshat? Taish of that brings three tiyotzim. And the last tarot, Taish says, Rabbeinu tam oimed midiraisa be in a revius. The truth is that may not tire to transfer tumah. You need revius for mashke to be metame something else. That can be revius. Our midrabbanan they made a chum metame achem b'chol shuhu. Even with a little bit chum midrabbanan, tackle would be metame. So Tari said we have a very big problem. But now it comes out when the Gemara said the ikam mashke mahadi baso. And the Gemara is going to say in a minute, you know what, that's a very shver. The Mishnah sort of should have spoke different if that was the case. So, Anachanami, you know what? This that it says that Oichel Metama Oichel, What is it speaking about? Derabanan. That's what the Gemara ends up with, as you saw. The Gemara, it's only din chumra derabanan. Tell you one second. If anyhow now we're making up some modnu kinta and sticking something to the Mishnah that definitely does not say, we're taking the same mashkin, and that mashkin has less than a shear and it's metame, and that's only derabanan, so we must say that we pashut didn't think of the idea that the tumah transfer from oichel to oichel in the Mishnah was derabanan. We never thought of such a time. It couldn't be. For some reason, that didn't enter our mind at this point in the game. That's right. That's what Taisa said. Let's see Taisa. Ufizet Sarach Leimer. The Hashkalay Masaka Daita Shoichel Yitama Oichel Afilu Midrabbonim. Why? Mid the Itzrich LeUkma BeMashkin UMidrabbonim. Why Mukit Kin Maskinen? Oichel Yitama Oichel Midrabbonim. Okay. Taisa goes for lead for now. Taisa, good point. We have to come with a funny Ukinta that there's a mashkin over there. Yeah, but that mashkin is anyhow pachas mirus. I think that Taisa Rush speaks out because, like we said before, that mashkin that was on there, and even if you're going to say you poured it on there before it became tummy, but it's on there when it touches the next thing. I mean, the revius is not staying around. Pasha Peshav is definitely not a revius. So Taisa says, if that's the case, it has to be, it's only Metame Derabana. So why do you make such a funny ukimta if you're not as to the concept of tumah derabanan? That's it. By mashkin, yeah, pachas mirus could be tumah derabanan. But had it been oichel, we can't pashut at this point. We'd never think of such a thing that oichel is tumah oichel derabanan. Tomorrow comes up with a ayin fall. You know what? Could be taka. There's no mashkin over here, and oichel tumah oichel derabanan. More than oichel. Right. That's okay. There's only a problem like this. What is rare is that the Bnei Yeshua is a good Svara, maybe is a point. It makes sense. The fact that Bnei Yeshua, he said, I don't understand. He says in Murray the Galashim, he says, to me, it's not a Shafriya Tumor. Yeah? Sorry. Go ahead.
Jesus is just trying to explain why at this point the Murray didn't answer straight up, Echel Matam Echel Rabbanah.
Right. You're anyhow saying it's the Rabbanah.
Right.
And you have a funny Ukimta. So instead of saying a funny Ukimta of the Mashkin, it's the Rabbanah, go without that funny Ukimta.
I must say at this point they didn't hold that.
We don't hold it. Yeah, we can't imagine such a thing.
Only we kayak the Kasha afterwards.
Exactly. But the Mishnah is a Mela, you have to say it. So Bnei Yeshua says, to me it's Mamash a Pel item. Pasha don't understand what this means, he says in places. Because he says, if you take a look from the Sechus Barachas all the way to Uksin, you see Moe all over Mishnah speak clearly that Oichel Natama, Oichel Afa, come to the Rabban. He says, so what does Taisus mean? Pasha leaves with a Tzarekin, he doesn't know what Taisus means or wants. He doesn't, that's what Bnei Yeshua says. How could it be? Are you talking such a thing that the Makshin over here didn't know Mishnah is from Barachas or to Uksin, all anywhere you turn? It's full of Mishnayis, one after another, that say, Oichel is Metam, Oichel Kapanim Darbanim, and Pnei Yeshua obliged with the Tzarechin. Now, this can be Makdim.
And that's not Shver Havminu?
Well?
It's not Shver Havminu. The Gemara was fleshing it out. The Gemara came out, it was a whole Kiddush in the Gemara that is Dindir Rabbanim.
Right. I'm good for that, very sure. I'm saying, Tosfos makes that.
Tries to make
worse.
That better.
No, he makes it worse because they says, Taka didn't even know
that. I'm saying, with this Pnei Yeshua, the Gemara is not Shver?
Yeah, I hear what you're saying. Because we wanted to get around
get
without having to say that it's Durabana. Look, if you have to say it's Durabana, fine. We have Mishnahis all over the place to say it's Durabana. But if you get Jesus around without saying, right. But he said, Pasha didn't know that. We didn't know that. How could it be? It's Mishnahis all over the place. And Marishna, Pnei Yeshua, leaves with a Tzarekhiya. Pasha doesn't even offer a tariff for Taisus. That's Pnei Yeshua. No. So we have Makhtin Marsha over here because. Svasemis wants to say a teretz, and I'll be honest with you, I didn't quite understand what the Svasemis is saying, but he says, but this you'll answer the Marsha's Kasha and the Bnei Yeshua's Kasha. You answer both. If someone knows exactly, understands Svasemis, I wouldn't mind hearing it. But just the Marsha, anyone saw the Marsha, I'll be honest, I don't fully understand how the Marsha or how it's different than what the Taisa Rabbeinu Peretz and what the Ran asked of the Gemara. Again, Taisa Rabbeinu Peretz and the Ran asked of the Gemara. The Gemara said that Hon Yichol, again, how is Oichol Matama Oichol? We have a Miut Oichol Matama Oichol. Oh, so we said, it depends how you want to learn the Miut. Hon Yichol, the first man of Amar Abaya, the second man of Amar Abadabar Abba is also okay. And on that, Taisa Rabbeinu Peretz and the Ran said, why is it Nichol according to him? He was Mimayi Chumah, and the Mishnah Taka speaks about Chumah, that there is a transfer of Tumah. Also, we're not speaking about that, we're just speaking on the ratio. That's a Taisa Rabbeinu Peretz and the Ran answer. Rasha asked something over here, it seems like he's asking on his own, he doesn't quote any of the Rishonim, unless he didn't have them. Maybe Taka is the same Shaila. But he addresses it specifically on this Tosfos that we're reading. Look what he says. Marsha says, "Dikem Mashkin, the Hashda loy Masik Adai Teshoicha Yitama Oichel." So he says, "Afilu Mid Rabban." We don't know that. That thing that Tanei Shu asked on the last thing that Tosfos said. I can't listen. Tas Kasha. Tikshi lay nami the mandam the chuma nami ain't oisik yoitzaboy. The form as far as the hashta that film the rabbon and oichel matama oichel. Lama choshu klal masis and lisrape chuma tmeya im hatahira. So what does Masha ask? The Masha says according with the Taisa says a chesh now. Then what the Gemara says the ikamashkin bahadi basar. So what are we saying over here? We don't know of the idea that chuma that oichel's matama oichel mid rabbanon. We never heard of such an idea. Hello, but we never heard of such an idea. So he says, if that's so, according to Rav Ada bar Avo, who says by truma there's a meal, and also the rabbanon, you're not going to have oichel be matama oichel. So why is it all okay in the Mishnah? How do you understand the Mishnah, the safe of the Mishnah? No, isn't that what he's saying?
Rabbanon is also saying Midrabbanon?
No, you don't even have an option of Midrabbanon. He said there's a meat in the Pasuk also on Truma.
Yeah.
Okay, so you have an option before you look at Tosfos, but maybe a way we'll understand the Mishnah that clearly does speak about a transfer, maybe a Dindrabbanon. But at this point, what? You don't even have an option of Midrabbanon. Because Tosfos told you the place that we're holding at the Gemara right now, there's no Midrabbanon of Oichel Toichel. So Mela, why is the Nichar of Adar Bar Avo? That's what it seems like Masha is asking. It sounds like the same Kasha. He addresses it on Tosfos. Sounds like the Kasha of the Yerushalayim. I'm not sure. I thought about it a little bit. I'm not sure exactly why is it on Tosfos, the Kasha. According to Tosfos, you partially have no way out. There's not even the Rabbon. Yerushalayim asked it on the Gemara. Right? They said, how do you understand the Mishnah? If there's a mir on Truma. Yeah, I'm not sure. And the answer is basically the same terrors. Yesh loimar, now what? Yesh liyashiv, the loinach is lahakshah al mi reisha. Only thought now we're asking on the reisha. Dari b'kotchim. What did the misafer? Dari b'truma kashah lehash lamandam. The Truma ino yisak yoytzibah. Someone knows the little terrors. Again, I wouldn't mind hearing it, but sure, exactly. So I'm like, I don't know. Maybe he didn't have there been pirates in Iran. I don't know. Could be.
Right. Just fast emes.
Fast emes brings the Pnei Yeshua.
Yeah.
And he brings this Marsha.
Yeah.
He says a teretz. He saw quickly. I'm not sure exactly what he's saying. He says, according to what I'm saying, it can be yashiv both the Pnei Yeshua and the Marsha Shailo and Tosfos. Right. Right.
And how it works the rest of Mishnah.
Yeah. So then, one more point. The Gemara goes right there and says, "Hosef Rabbi Akiva." Rabbi Akiva added a chiddush. The Meishu Kohanim Shalta Hanim Leinimnim LaHadlik. So Michti Shemesh Nifsal B'Tful Yoy My Havi Shlishi Lichimad Pebener Shnitva B'Tamei Meis My Havi. So the Gemara says, you know what? Pack in order to say this, I suffer. Rabbi Akiva is adding an additional chiddush. We're going to have to say talking about a ner of Matpeches, and maybe you can bring it up from a Shlishi to a Rishon. That's what the Gemara says. And the Gemara asks the Kasha, one second. In fact, the Gemara, my duchy the Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda who said that teretz, that must be Rabbi Kiva speaking about Matchois, so my duchy the Rabbi Yehuda will upme b'ner shal Matchois. Nukme b'ner shal Cheres, just say it's speaking about Cheres. But my Hosef, what's the Isafo? That the Ilu Hasan before it was Tamei. But over here in this case it's a case of puzzle, the tummy. It's puzzle and you're bringing it from puzzle, tummy, in order to be vitame something else. That's what Rabbi Yehuda said. Why do you have to go and say that it's not talking about a cheres? Say it's talking about a cheres and taka by chuma it's different because when it's shlish you can't be vitame anything else. So it's only puzzle but it's not tummy, and you're bringing from puzzle to tummy. So I saw a quote from the Sefer called Per Alocha, I don't know who this is, that what kind of doichik is this? There's a kasha. Why do you have to make such a doichik in the Mishnah and say it's talking about a matchos? Why is it any more of a doichik to say the Mishnah is speaking about a matchos more than a cheres? I mean, either way, it doesn't say what it's talking about. right? Why were you doichik to make it to say it's a specific kimta? Which kind of ner matchos? Just say it's talking about cheres, and you'll be able to say that the chiddush that Rabbi Akiva added that over here you're bringing it from psul to tamei. Yeah, but why is that a doichik to say it's talking about matchos? That's what the same parallel is. What? No, but look, it's not talking about. It's talking about either. If it's talking about cheres, then it's not talking about matchos. So each one is mutually exclusive.
I think cheres means cheres. Dafka means anything but matchos.
Anything but metal. But how many other choices are there? There's wood. You can make a wood lamp. The standard lamp was metal anyhow. So I said, well, what kind of kimt is that? So he says gishmaka teretz. He says the teretz is very good. I'll tell you why. Because later on, you're going to see the Gemara says that chafim and beis that it's mutter for the kohen to be mishtamish with this oil. That's evident in the Mishnah, but only if they're munach by him in a kli which is mos. For gzeira, the Gemara speaks out later chafim and beis. So like this, the Ma'is, the Gemara in Shabbos Chavtes on Beis says that stam cheres is mos. So may will be very good. When you see that he's mishtamish with it, so if it's cheres, that's what we understand, it's mos. But if you're going to say, talking about matchos, they have to say a matchos one, which is mos. That's a funny case. Usually a matchos one is very easy to clean and not mos. So may will, that's why we call it a deichik. All right.